In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is July 3rd, year 2011, and it's the third Sunday after Pentecost, which is also the Sunday within the octave of the Sacred Heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now
and at
the hour of our death. Amen.
All right, today's sermon is one of those absolutely necessary sermons that needed to be done, because the homosexual freaks are raising up their filthy, stinky, rotten, faggot, ugly heads again. It's nothing new. It's been going on for a long time. And it's all proof that this whole world is under the Romans 1 curse, except for a few nations that aren't as bad. They're cursed in a different way. But you got to understand, I always say it, that God's chosen people, when they go bad, they're even worse than anybody else. There's three main agendas that the devil is pushing. The Jewish agenda, apostate Jews on the top. Second is feminism. Third is homosexuality and homosexuals. Now, these apostate Jews ought to be ashamed of themselves for being in that category. But they are in that category. They associate with all these rebellious movements. And each one of them is defying God and is intrinsically evil. The apostate Jews and Talmudic Jews were put under a curse by God. A triple curse, one including the blood guilt of Christ, which God said, you shall be in submission to mankind. You should be a curse to mankind. And they don't want to be in submission, and now they're dominating mankind. They're in the pinnacle and the top of power in the world, which God forbid them to be there, but He allowed it. They're an abomination of desolation in a place where it does not belong. They were to be under submission, but they are not. They are now ruling this world through finances, the economy, and that's how they, one of their main ways, and through the power of the devil. And they don't belong there. Feminism is intrinsically evil. Intrinsically evil. It says women have equal rights to men. It says the woman has the right to be the boss over the man in the house. No, the man is the boss over the woman. Just as Adam was the boss over Eve. Just as Jesus Christ is the boss over Mary. Even though Mary's God's greatest creature that He ever created. Jesus, who's the king, is above Mary, who's the queen. There's a hierarchy of order of obedience. Feminism is intrinsically evil and it perverts the order of God when you start putting women up on a pedestal where they don't belong. Homosexuality is intrinsically evil. It's the perverted order. Even the natural law can tell people about feminism and homosexuality. The natural law on everybody's heart, even the Zulu on the island, knows that homosexuality and feminism is an abomination. Our Lord did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. And only those two can come together to have a kid, not Adam and Steve. That's natural law, people. It should be disgusting to anybody. And I'm making this sermon for a lot of people out there that do really know still. And there's still a few people out there that don't like this. And I'm trying to tell them, we're going to get into the reason why this is all happening. But this particular sermon, I'm concentrating on these freak homosexuals. And once you pervert the whole order of marriage, the whole order of what God created man and woman to be. It is so perverse, homosexuality. It's one of the most perverse sins. Look what God did to Sodom because of homosexuality. He burnt the place with fire and destroyed it. God's condemnations against homosexuality is consistent through the Bible. And even if God never told you that you didn't hear about the true God, the natural law upon your heart tells you this stuff is disgusting. This is filthy. This is evil. It's so bad now that even back then, the Lamentations 4:6 says, the sin, the iniquity of the daughter of my people is made greater than the sin of Sodom. He was saying back then even that there were certain sins the Jews were committing that were homosexual sins and even other sins that are worse. What could be worse? Pedophilia, preying upon little boys, drawing them into this thing. And I would say now even, echoing the Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah, that it is even worse now because I don't believe even Sodom, bad as the homosexuality was, they ever pretended they can get married. No, I don't think they ever pretended that. I never read about that. I read about them committing the filthy sin. I read about them glorifying the filthy sin. But I never read about them saying we can get married. So now it's even worse. We have this added thing. And either they're saying they can get married or we can have civil unions. They can be like husband and wife. And they're adopting kids on top of it. Adopting kids. The kid's got a daddy and a daddy, or a mommy and a mommy. Or one of them pretends to be the mommy and the other the daddy. And it's even worse than that now, because you got the transgender crap, where a man pretends he's a woman and dresses up as a woman pretends he's a man. Condemned again through the Holy Scriptures. So from one day a little child could say that his mother's his mother, but next week he looks like his father. This is disgusting. That the world has gotten so bad as it is today, that this is throughout the whole world. Can you not see this is a sign that we're living in the final days? I always tell people, if you don't believe we're living in the final days, do you at least believe in Sodom? The biblical story of what our Lord God did to Sodom because of these homosexual freaks. He destroyed it, he burned it, and as a memorial down today, it's uninhabitable. And consistently, he's destroying and punishing homosexuals. It's throughout the Bible. It's throughout the Holy Catholic Church's infallible dogmatic teachings and ordinary magisterial teachings and teachings of the Church Fathers. It's a disgusting, horrible thing. And if you believe that that particular sin alone brings down the wrath of God so that he would destroy any nation that glories in it, for that alone, all you nations know that you will be destroyed. For that alone. For that alone, I don't even have to, if you didn't believe in the final days, even a natural law tells you that you're destined for destruction because of that filthy, horrible, lousy, disgusting sin, and they're reveling in it. They're all over the TV. These are the most freaky people. This is like God shoving it in the face of the world. And the world is getting what it deserves. You know why? Because it propagates democracy. And under democracy, you have no right to stop anybody from doing anything. I warned you Protestant rebels from the beginning that the minute you rebelled from the Catholic Church and said, we have the right to do what we want, to interpret the Bible the way we want, to interpret God's law the way we want, every one of us can do whatever we want, that's democracy. It's the same thing, and that's what led to it. And when democracy says everybody has equal rights, you cannot stop anybody from doing anybody morally because you have no moral law to stand on. You already said by default, everybody can do whatever they want. And nobody can make a counter-argument religiously to prevent it. So I'm warning all you people out there that know homosexuality is an abomination, but support democracy. Sis Boom Bah, the United States and her patriotic movement. You people are the reason why we have homosexuality, even though you don't support it right now, even though you oppose it. That's why we have abortion. That's why we have all these horrible abominations against the natural law, murders in the inner cities, drug addiction and alcoholism, because you rebelled against God's Catholic Church. Because you don't put yourself under the yoke of one authority of the true God, and only through the Catholic Church do we infallibly bind you down to laws and tell you why it's evil. A Protestant cannot even defend his proper defense against homosexuality. Because a liberal lefty who's really bad is going to say to the Protestant, are you infallible? And the Protestant has to admit he's not infallible. Is your pastor infallible? I'm not infallible. So then what right do you have to tell me homosexuality is intrinsically evil? You know, only the Catholic Church claims even to have the charism of infallibility. Who has declared, and the Judaism in the Old Covenant era was the infallible dogmas back then through Judaism under the Old Covenant. And every God's Church has consistently, infallibly condemned homosexuality as intrinsically evil. You don't want to stand on God's law? You get what you deserve. You can cry all you want. You can oppose it all you want. But your sons and daughters are going to fall prey to this sin right in front of your own eyes. And you're going to wonder why it happened. Because you support democracy. It can't even stop child pornography. It can't stop anything. But we're going to show you to all these people who say, we don't believe in conspiracies. You got to be the biggest idiot that walked the face of it. Do you realize that everything in the world is a conspiracy? It's either a conspiracy to bring the true God to power or a conspiracy to bring Satan to power in his evil ways. Everything's a conspiracy. People conspire for their religious beliefs to be propagated or their political ideologies to be propagated. The abortion people conspire to have abortion. The pro-life people conspire to not have abortion. The homosexuals conspire to have homosexuality. You have to plan for those things. You have to plot for those things. The Catholic Church, when she had power in the temple arena, conspired to keep God's laws enforced in the state so you can have a holy, pure state as much as possible. And if you have a good Catholic country, that's a little piece of paradise on earth. They don't allow homosexuals to go running around like peacocks out in the public broadcasting their horrible crimes. They keep the people in the closets when they're committing these sins and make them feel guilty for what they're doing and give them the remedy to cure them. But you do not cure people by allowing them to run out in public and broadcast their sins in front of everybody without condemnation, without denunciation, and without punishments. Now they're punishing us who oppose homosexuals. You're going to learn about this. Anybody now who goes against the homo is being punished throughout the whole world. He loses almost the whole world, you're going to learn. He loses his job. He loses his position. He can no longer be a sports player. He could be the best sports player who's getting $1 million a year in a contract. He talks against the homo, he's gone. Or a feminist or a Jew, he's gone. Those three issues. Jews, feminists, homos. You Jews ought to be ashamed of yourself to put yourself in that. But you are. They chose Barabbas. They chose the sinners. You are where you belong. You are what the devil is propagating. This sort of gives you a little bit about the nature of the Antichrist. They say, of course, we know he's going to be an apostate Talmudic Jew. He's going to be a homosexual. But one thing I don't believe he's getting, because he's a man, he's not going to let the women have the total power over him. He's using the woman thing now. That's one thing he's not going to continue with, because it's in Scripture that he throws the harlot off his back. What he did was, and why the Jew is doing this is, and why the devil is doing this, because he knows that if you promote feminism, you turn the whole family order upside down. And once you strike at the root of the family, because feminism and homosexuality strikes at the root of the family. And that's where people's base life is. It's in the family. And when you ruin and pervert the family, they have no hope of being saved. Then you can't even be Catholic. Feminism is a heresy. Homosexuality, if you say it's normal, is a heresy. And this way, these people can never be in the church, and the devil knows that. Antichrist, when he comes to power, is a man, so he is going to then thwart the feminists, but he probably is going to also be a homosexual himself, I think, still. They do say that, I believe it. And this is a warning to some of you Orthodox Jews that are against homosexuality. When you see this monster ruling, you better listen to what I'm saying and get out of your filthy religion and come into the true Catholic Church before it's too late. But conspiracies, everything's a conspiracy in this world. It's either conspiring to bring the true God to power and to enforce His laws, or to conspire to bring your religion or political ideology to power, whether it be atheism, humanism, evolution, whatever it is. The enemy likes to use that conspiracy to make people look stupid who says they're conspiracies, but the very fact that they're attacking us proves that they're conspiring against us. They made a joke at the guy in Syria when he came out, the president of Syria, when he came out and said that the United States is conspiring against Syria to cause revolution. He was absolutely 100% correct. And they try to make it look like he was a nut and said, oh, he's with conspiracy theories again. And then the United States people came out and admitted that they are sending a lot of money over there and they're finding all the liberals. That's what the United States does when they want to cause rebellion. Find a woman who wants to be boss in her family, find a homosexual because they're in every country, and support them. Give them a lot of money, put it on the TVs, and make them write out articles and books. And the United States was doing that in Syria. Yes, it is a conspiracy, but they made a joke of him. But in this sermon, you're going to learn about the homosexual conspiracy, which is bringing the homosexuals to the pinnacle of their power, glorifying them, and making it an actual sin if you go against them. And not only a sin if you if you go against the homo or you try to discriminate against them, it's even a sin if you say homos are evil. My religious belief tells me that homosexuals are evil, that they're cursed by God and they're on the road to hell. That's what my religion tells me. That we love all men, that's another issue. Even homosexuals, yes, that they would convert. But they're an abomination, their sin is evil, and when you call yourself a homosexual, then you're evil as that person. But not as a human, we love you, but not as a homosexual. As a homosexual, you're an abomination, your sin is an abomination, your sin is filthy, disgusting, and evil. We're not allowed to say that, you see. Right, and here's the hypocrisy to democracy. You're allowed to say whatever you want. No, you're not. Say what I just said. If you work for IBM, or if you play for a professional sport league, or if you work for an airline, or any type of a company, say what I just said, and you're dead. You'll lose your job. So where's the equality of democracy? You see, there's no real such thing as democracy anyway. The devil is tyrannically pushing his agenda. You don't see it. Democracy is just an illusion. All right. So what you have happening here right now is these homosexuals have moved into another major, this year, and just this particular last month, in June, was another major push of the homosexual agenda. We're just going to give you a little history of it, though, in the beginning, before we talk about what happened in the last week as this, as their organized effort that led eventually to pass, for the Senate in New York, passing homosexual marriages, legalizing homosexual so-called marriages. But first, you want a little bit of history about all these nations that have already in the world accept homosexual marriages. And we're going to read about a little history on that and name those nations for you. And this is from the Wikipedia article on same-sex marriage. In 2001, the Netherlands became the first nation in the world to grant same-sex marriages. Same-sex marriages are also granted and mutually recognized by Belgium, Spain, Canada, South Africa, Norway, Sweden, Portugal, Iceland, and Argentina. And Mexico, same-sex marriages. Oh, let me give you the years, by the way, folks. I didn't give you the years. So you want to know the progression. In 2001 in the Netherlands, in Belgium, 2003, Spain, 2005, Canada, 2005, South Africa, 2006, Norway, 2009, Sweden, 2009, Portugal, 2010, Iceland, 2010, Argentina, 2010, and in Mexico, same-sex marriages is recognized in 31 states, but only performed in Mexico City. In Nepal, the recognition has been juridically mandated, but not yet legislated. Now, let's go on to the other one, the homosexual unions, which is really the same thing, that homos are allowed to live together and they have rights and they can have, they call them homosexual unions. Now, almost everybody believes that now. Even the Republicans and the righties and Tea Party people, they're afraid to even go against the homosexual union thing. And that's just as bad as the marriage thing. There's really no difference there. You're still saying they have a right to commit the homo crime. They have the right to live together as if they are a husband and wife, while not really technically calling that and giving the same rights. Homosexual unions. Let's read the states that support that, which are even more. It's from the same article. Civil unions, civil partnerships, domestic partnerships, registered partnerships, or unregistered partnerships, unregistered cohabitation, legal status offering varying portions of legal benefits of marriage, and are available to same-sex couples in Andorra, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, New Zealand, Slovenia, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and Uruguay. And one thing I forgot to mention too on the same-sex marriages, it also said the United States, they give you the six states in the United States where same-sex marriages are allowed. Let me give you that. Israel doesn't recognize same-sex marriages, but they do recognize the ones that were performed elsewhere. So if they come to Israel, they recognize them as being married. I want to show you in the United States. In the United States, the states that accept same-sex marriage are Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. And that's same-sex marriages. But I think all the other states, they at least have the civil union law going on there. Now, if that's not an example of the Romans, one curse throughout the whole world, and a concerted conspiracy, you just don't get those laws passed unless you have a strong homosexual agenda, and you have powerful people supporting it, and it's supported by all the Judeo-Masonic countries. The only countries that are resisting homosexuality now are the Muslim countries and most of your African countries. Most of your African countries are opposing. Even the black Africans, they know from the natural law that homosexuality is an abomination, except for South Africa. And every Muslim country opposes it except for Turkey. Turkey's the only one now that is starting to support some type of homosexuality. You're going to learn that about the UN vote that just took place recently. And what does that say? That means that these Muslim countries and these African countries are not as bad as the rest of the world. And that's why you see the Antichrist. That's another reason why he wants to go in there and attack these countries. Because they're anti-Israel, now they're anti-homo, and they're anti-feminist. They're going against the three pillars of the devil in which he corrupts the world. And so they're really attacking these Muslim countries and these African countries to get them to go in line with and play ball with these perversions. But what does that say about your one-time Catholic countries in Europe? How could you ever dare call them Catholic nations? They don't even call them Catholic nations anymore. But you can see they're not Catholic. They're nominal Catholics. They're apostates. They're heretics. They're outside the Catholic Church. They're under the Romans 1 curse. When you start supporting stuff like this, it's not just immoral, it's heresy. To say that a homosexual can get married out of a civil union is heresy. And you don't hear anybody raising their voice up on high against this, even the civil unions. You don't hear anybody, so-called Catholics, except for a few conservative people on the right. Now, you're going to look now, and we're going to get into, this is just the progress of how it took place in the nations. Now, just recently, boy, did they want to get this passed in New York City, because New York City is the biggest city in the world. And so the big push this year was to get the homosexuality marriage thing passed in New York State so homos can get married. And you're going to now look at the effort that the Antichrist put out with the Jews at the top financing this and the Masons. And I will tell you folks, every high-level Mason that gets into the high levels is a homosexual. They have to commit homosexual acts to be able to get up that high. If you want to get up into like the 33rd degree level, and the higher you go up, you have to, first of all, offer up a human sacrifice to the devil, and you have to commit homosexual sins. Now, this goes back to the founding perverted fathers of the United States. These founding fathers, these perverted fathers, they were all Freemasons. They were homosexuals, and they supported the homosexual agenda secretly. They knew they couldn't come right out with it because they had the religious people that were not ready for it. I don't have time to do a thing on that. I'm going to show you how that's absolutely true. So they ultimately wanted to push this homosexual agenda. The Judeo-Freemasons. They're pushing the homosexual agenda. Even back when this country started, it was on the slate that eventually we're going to pass this thing. Now, you're going to see that there was a concerted effort throughout the whole world directed mostly towards New York State so that they can... The Senate would allow homosexuals to pass the law, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, the homo supporter, Cuomo the homo, it rhymes, Cuomo the homo supporter, I think he's a homo himself, I heard him, I look at him. Now, you don't have to be a homo to support this stuff, but he happens to look like one. And if you aren't a homo, there's somebody in your family that's a homo, and you're sympathizing with them. But it doesn't matter whether he's a homo or not, but we're going to now go into the record of events that took place to show you how this conspiracy unfolded, which culminated on June 24, 2011, Friday, when the New York senators passed the homosexual marriage bill, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, the homo supporter, signed the bill before midnight. But what led up to that? What led up to that? And I noticed this myself, because I didn't know what was going on. I noticed, as I was watching this the previous week, I said, something's up, man. They're making a big push, these homos. Well, on May 5th, 2011, Governor Andrew Cuomo made a video and put it out publicly supporting homosexual marriages. And he put it out and he's saying, well, you know, we've given slaves rights. And that's another abomination too. They are talking about the rights for slaves. Slavery is not intrinsically evil. Slavery was created by God to punish evildoers, to humble them, and to call them, hopefully, so that they would then turn to the true God and they would then expiate their crimes. Slavery can be evil and it can be good. It's not intrinsically evil. Slavery is ordained by God. That's another thing they attack, but I'm not going to get into that yet. So to go, we had civil rights for slaves, we had civil rights for feminists, equality for women. Now it's time to have equality for the homosexuals and stand up for our democratic principles, or we're hypocrites. And you got to listen to that video he put out. So he's pumping this up. And I tell you again, it's, anybody who supports democracy can argue with this guy. You can't, you have no real right because you bit the bullet of democracy. So he is pushing this on May 5th, 2011. I went, wow. And I didn't heard from him in a while. I knew his father, Governor Mario Cuomo. And he was another bum, a real liberal, filthy, stinking bum. And now his son's a bum. And he's a Freemason too. In other words, the Freemasons throughout the whole world, from the Jewish high command, got their orders in their lodges. They were handed their envelope. This is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do. And this is when you do it, and you do it how I tell you to do it. So now he came out on May 5th, 2011, and made that video. Then, on Monday, which was June 13th, on a Monday, I always turn on the American Experience PBS to see if they have anything that I can interesting that I can look at. Sometimes you can pull stuff out of there. They got good stuff you can pull out. And even good bad stuff, meaning apologetical. So on that Monday, I turned on PBS station, public broadcasting, American Experience, and I said, what's this all about, this Stonewall uprising? And I said, it's probably some other civil rights movement thing. But it was for homosexuals. It was supporting the homosexual movement that evidently, in Stonewall, which is a tavern, I guess, it's a bar or a place in New York City on Christopher Street where all the homos hang out. Anybody who went up the West Side Highway knows it's disgusting. You try to go as fast as possible when you go by there because the homos are hanging out all over the place. It is disgusting. And Christopher Street is a notorious street where all the homos hang out, and that's where the Stonewall Tavern is. Well, evidently in 1969 they had an uprising called the Stonewall Uprising, and the homos were then revolting and asking for their civil rights like the blacks were, or the women were, or against slavery. So now it's their time to get out in the sun and say, we want equal rights. And there was a big stink, a big fight. But all I did was watch it for about 3 minutes. I don't even know if it was 3 minutes, because that was so disgusting to me. I said, I don't need to watch this. I know what they're saying. I just got enough to know they were glorifying it. They were putting the homosexual movement in a positive light and went, that is utterly, filthily disgusting. And I turned it right off. That I would not even watch. But I said, what is this now? They're pushing the homosexual civil rights agenda on American Experience. That was on June 13, 2011. Lo and behold, 4 days later, on June 17, 2011, on Friday, the United Nations Human Rights Council passed a resolution that was against people discriminating against homosexuals in the world, and that they formed a commission to come up with something to write up on how we're going to stop this, these hate crimes, this discrimination against homos and transgender people, and we're going to find out how to stop it and what punishments to level down on people. It's the first time the United Nations ever took a stance like this supporting homosexuals, ever. It's the first time. And it happened on June 17, 2011, and it passed by 23 votes to 19 against. It almost didn't pass. And it's going to be and 3 votes abstained, and they didn't vote. And we're going to let you know, tell you a little bit about the nations that voted for it and against it. But to tell you, this is right from the UN site itself I'm reading. It's called Action on Resolution on Human Rights, Sexual Orientation, and Gender Identity. Gender identity. That's a man who tries to look like a woman. You know, they even take pills to grow breasts, and they chop off their private parts and tuck them in to make themselves look like women. They do all these things. Now, that's one thing that even doctors, an honest kind of a doctor, would say, this is disgusting. This is against your own biology. Your inner works is still a man. No matter what you do, you cannot make yourself a woman. You can try to look like a woman. You're still a man. A woman could try to look like a man. You're still a woman on the inside of your guts. You still have a womb. And the man still has the inner workings of a man, no matter what you do. And that to me has to be one of the big... It's just another extension of this homosexual thing. Now, that's what transgender means. Gender identity. Now, in a resolution, AHRC 17 L9 Rev 1 regarding human rights, sexual orientation, and gender identity, adopted by a vote of 23 in favor, 19 against, and 3 abstentions, the Council requests the High Commissioner to commission a study to be finalized by December 2011 to document discriminatory laws and practices and acts of violence against individuals based on their sexual orientation and gender identity in all regions of the world. So now they're getting ready to lock up people if they go against the homos. The UN now, this is the first time the UN ever did this. And that was 4 days after the American Experience show on PBS, a Stonewall uprising. Now, let me give you the countries that favored it. In favor was Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Ecuador, France, Guatemala, Hungary, Japan, Mauritius, Mexico, Norway, Poland, Republic of Korea, Slovakia, Spain, Switzerland, Finland, Ukraine, United Kingdom, United States, and Uruguay. The countries that were against it were, to their credit, Angola, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Djibouti, Gabon, Ghana, Jordan, Malaysia, Maldives, Mauritania, Nigeria, Pakistan, Qatar, Republic of Moldavia, Russian Federation. The Russians are against it. Saudi Arabia, Senegal, and Uganda. And now, what it comes down to is almost every Muslim country was against it. Now, the abstentions were Burkina Faso, China, and Zambia. China abstained. Why? Communist China, they hate homosexuality and feminism. But because they allowed the East, the Western ways to come in through capitalism in their coastal areas here to get enough money to come to power, they sacrificed some of their own principles. They have. But they did it to come to power. And so they don't want to come right out boldly against the homo thing, so they just abstain and stay neutral on it. But it shows you, the minute you get in bed with the United States for any type of cause, you already compromise yourself a little bit. But ultimately, the real ruling power in China is against homosexual marriages and feminism. But they have feminists and homosexuals in the capitalistic areas on our coastal line, which they sacrifice to capitalism so they can get enough money to rule the world, which eventually they're going to have some real power in the world there. Now, I want to just, these are the countries you get an idea, and I voted for this resolution and those who voted against it. Russia, to their credit, they ban every homosexual. I say to the people, you know, like, I can't wait for the Chinese and Russians to come over here. It's a lot better than what we have here. Or I'll move over to Russia, then it's at least worse than, not as bad as what's going on over here. That you can allow this stuff to happen. And Russia's taking a lot of heat now. I don't want to get into that. They came out with just the other day something real negative against Russia, because Russia also is closing down a lot of your oligarch Jews also. Now, what I want to make a mention though about Hungary and Croatia and Belgium and Bulgaria, even though you're reading about these nations accepting this stuff, those are the Masonic leaders of Hungary and Croatia, because the Croatian people and the Hungarian people, evidently, and even they say Bulgaria, the bulk of them hate it. It's only the leaders that are supporting it. In Croatia, for instance, they tried to have a homosexual parade, and it was this year or a year ago, or just recently, and they had, like, in the beginning, only like 12 homos marching in it in Croatia. And they went with an armed guard, but all the Croatian people went out and bombed them, pelted them, beat them up, and sent them into the hospital. And they were trying to say, we don't go for that stuff in Croatia. Well, what they did is they had another one a couple months later, and they had a real big military guard, so this one they weren't able to interrupt. But what the homos were saying, our parade in Croatia is getting even better. We now have 1,000 people this year. Well, they can only muster up about 1,000 people. But this time they had a really big armed guard, so the Croatian people can't go in there and bust their heads. My point is, though, when are you people in Europe going to wake up and cast out your Masonic Judeo leaders and go back to your Catholic roots and get out of that Vatican II church, which also does not stand up against this stuff the way they should? They're all a bunch of perverts, homosexuals, and pedophiles. Can't you see what happened to your one-time Catholic countries? Can't you see how God cursed you with these rotten leaders, with these homos marching down the street? This should be a manifest sign for people to wake up and say, we're living in the final days. We're living in a great apostasy. What has happened to the world? What has happened to the world? What has happened to the world? Some people maybe can wake up and see this. And I'm telling you that the Catholic Church is now only here in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, preached by us few people. The true Catholic faith has been denied a long time ago. The Vatican II Church is not the true Catholic Church. The Vatican City is inhabited by a bunch of apostates who aren't Catholic and apostate antipopes. That's what's happening. Because you turned your back on the true God for the last 500 years, even this has been coming on. Now, we just said, and we're going to recap and go over this again. May 5th, 2011. Governor Andrew Cuomo, the homo supporter, comes out and makes a video supporting homos. Marriages. June 13, 2011, Monday. PBS, American Experience Stonewall Uprising on the Homosexual Civil Rights Movement. June 17, 2011. 4 days later, the UN Human Rights Council resolution passes that resolution defending homosexuals. And then what else do we have? 7 days later, on June 24th, 2011, on Friday, the New York senators passed the homosexual marriage bill, and Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill before midnight, and that was the completion of that big push, that big propaganda push, that big push to get homosexual marriages in the home of the harlot. The home of the harlot in Apocalypse 18, which is New York City. And that particular vote passed 33-29. It was a close vote. A close vote. But four Republicans defected and went over and voted for it. And one Democrat, to his credit, voted against it. His name, and I'm going to mention his name because he deserves a mention here, Senator Ruben Diaz, a Democrat in New York, was given only a few minutes. And what he said was, he's from the Bronx, and he's a minister, some Protestant minister. And he got, and he said, here's what he said. I'll read from this article. Democrat against, the leading opponent Democrat, Senator Ruben Diaz, was given only a few minutes to state his case during the Senate debate. Quote, God, not Albany, settled the issue of marriage a long time ago, said Diaz, a Bronx minister. He said, I'm sorry, you are trying to take away my right to speak, he said. Why are you ashamed of what I have to say? They shut him up and shouted him down. And they blasted Cuomo, said, there's only one of us who is a traitor. This guy's now a traitor to them. And the four Republicans who were supposed to vote against it voted for it and tipped the balance. And one of these Republicans is a so-called Catholic. He's a Vatican II Catholic. He's a nominal Catholic. He's an apostate bastard, which even proves it even more for what he did. And his name is Senator Mark Gersanti of Buffalo, and he's a Republican. And he got up and he used to oppose it. But all of a sudden, something changed his mind. Maybe a little bit of money. Maybe a fearing that he was going to lose his election. Political power, money, bribes, blackmail, whatever it was. He comes out and he says, because he originally was against it, and he says, I'm going to quote this article here and what I heard. He says, I apologize to those who I offend, said Grantee, a Roman Catholic, but I believe you can be a wiser today than yesterday. I believe this state needs to provide equal rights and protection for all residents. He said, I heard his, he said, I'm married to my wife, and I have children, and we have 1,300 rights in the state of New York. Why should not these other people have the equal right? If we are a democracy, they should have the same right I have with my wife. Or they should. According to who? He calls himself a Catholic. Where does God's commandments come on this guy's radar? Nowhere. God comes, doesn't even come, he's not even on the bottom. God's not on his list. God condemns homosexuality. He supports it. God condemns it. He supports it for the sake of the constitutional democracy in the United States Republic and for the will of the people. He chose men, sinful, filthy, rotten men in his ambition, in his career, over God. He chose them over God. And that's who he goes with. That's who he's going to be damned with when he gets judged on Judgment Day. When God says, you showed who you took sides. You took sides with the homosexuals. You know, it's the same people who say, I personally disagree with abortion, but I vote for it. What kind of a man is this? He's even worse than a guy that has some ideological belief in abortion. He's a hypocrite. This Gersanti's a hypocrite. He's an apostate, filthy, Romans 1 cursed bastard. And I tell you something, every one of his children should be a homosexual. His wife should turn out to be a homosexual, and he should turn into a homosexual, because he deserves it. But no, even if God doesn't do that, he's already doing something mortally sinful more than that. Follow the guy around. He's already an apostate, which is his worst sins against the faith. He already committed an act of heresy by saying that you can have homosexual marriages. Here he is. And they got three other Republicans to go over on his vote. And it's almost, I saw the momentum of this thing, and I said, boy, they're acting as if, because the devil already has been given the power, and he knows it. God gave Satan the power to come to power in the world. God gave it to him as a punishment for us. The devil knows he's going to succeed in these things. They were talking about this stuff ahead of time as if they already won. They were so arrogant and so confident about it. And indeed, on June 24th, they passed it. And then what do we have to look at on June 25th, 2011, on TV news reports? It was filthy. It was disgusting. We watched about two different news reports, and they were all the same. All your broadcasters were in front of the Stonewall Tavern on Christopher Street in New York City, where all the homos are, with all the homos in the back celebrating, and they were glorifying the bill. They were putting it in a positive, saying, what a great day this is. Homosexuals finally have rights. Homosexuals can now be treated like everybody else. We've now reached the pinnacle of democracy. We have now proved ourselves to be true democracies. Every station was glorifying it. And they were putting on homosexual two men with their kids. These two homo guys were holding one another's hands, and they had two kids there, daughters that they were raising. And then they showed the other freaky homosexuals when they have all their makeup on and they put all that paint on and they prance through the streets naked. They didn't show that, but they do those things. But they were putting on the homosexuals with their kids, adopting kids. This is so disgusting to anybody of goodwill when you see these two guys Googling at one another, with their looking at one another like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife with two kids. I want to take out a bazooka and blow their head off. If I had the power in this country, this stuff happens once, you're dead, man. Public execution. You're dead. I don't got to kill you. God's going to punish you. Your time's going to come. But if I had... This just shows you how bad this country is. That they sit back and watch this filth on TV. And you can't go against it because you support it. You bit the democracy bullet. Any homo that comes out in the open like that, instant death. Done deal. You ought to be ashamed of yourself and hide in the closet, and then there's hope for you. There is hope for that person to convert and get out of his sin. These people are glorifying it, reveling in it, and promoting it, and dragging everybody else along into it. And that probably was one of the worst things when you got to watch a news report like that, and every news station was defending it. And anybody that comes, they know, because if you go against the homo agenda, you lose your job. Now, and we're going to get into examples on that at the end of this lecture. And then what happens on June 26th, 2011? Homosexual parades were slated to take place all over the world. And they did. Look at the way this is working. June 26th. New York, that's when New York City, they call it the Gay Pride Parades. Gay. If I got a hold of them, they ain't got nothing to be gay about. I'll make them very unhappy. I'll make them very dead. And then God will send them down to hell for all eternity. Yes, I'm talking about these homosexuals that are shoving it in our face. Why do you think I'm hanging out here in the desert, away from this filthy stuff? All good-willed men who have a natural law upon you, and I'm telling you, better rally around us, because this is the only place you're going to be able to ultimately get all these... That's what I'm trying to preach to you stupid Protestants. You brought this stuff upon you when you left the true Catholic Church. So now let's look at the list of all these homosexual parades that took place 2 days later. I mean, this stuff was all scheduled ahead of time, and it all happened like within 1 week. New York City had the homo parade. San Francisco had the homo parade. Brazil had a homo parade. Paris had a homo parade. Turkey, the only Muslim country ever, had a homo parade. And other cities. On June 26th also, they said in other cities over the world. Also over that weekend, like on the 25th even, Colombia, Mexico, Chile, El Salvador. Now, how's that for a conspiracy, folks? I just laid out. Those things don't happen by coincidence. People just don't show up because hey, what did you come here for? Oh, we're going to have a parade today. How did you know? Well, nobody told me. Nobody planned it. These things are all planned. You've got to be an idiot not to see it. And what is the motive? To defend and support the perversion of homosexuality and sodomy, which is an abomination against the true God. How's that for a conspiracy? These conspiracies are being orchestrated by the people who run the world, which is the apostate Jews and their finances and their economy. They're at the top of it. The Masons come under it, and they're orchestrating this whole thing. And every Mason who's a top-level Mason is a homosexual, and they've been pushing this agenda for years. They've been waiting for this to happen. They always hated the true Catholic Church and God's commandments, and they've been doing their best to do anything to come out here and go against it. And when you push this feminism and homosexuality, you turn upside down the whole family order. And that no family could ever be holy. Ever. Ever. You have rebellion entering into all the families. And the Jews at the top rebels, assuming positions of power that God forbid them to have and put them under a curse. But nevertheless, God allowed them to have it in these final days. The Talmudic Jews are now an abomination, and the apostate Jews and the Zionists are an abomination of desolation in a place where they do not belong, which is ruling the world, bringing Antichrist to power. Now, all this happened within that short period of time, like bazooka shots, one after another. This is a war, you see. These people are disgusting. When I grew up and I was young, it wasn't like this. If you had two homos walking down the street in Newark, New Jersey, those boys aren't going to make it out of that city alive. Two things are going to happen to them. They're going to get themselves a really good beating and they're going to end up in the hospital, or they're going to get killed. Take them down to Branch Brook Park, kill them, and throw them in the lake. Two things are going to happen to them. Them homos walking down the street holding hands. It happened once, and the cops came out and took care of it. Even the cops were allowed to beat them up then. Wow, how different we are today. We called up this one Irish cop we knew. We saw it. We said, there's two homos walking down the street on Mount Prospect Avenue. And they came right out, pulled them in a thing, beat them up with billy clubs. Beat them silly. Once you start doing that stuff in the public, you're shoving it in my face. And you know, what happens about the equality? Religious, you're allowed to have your religious point of view. No, no. Even me, they hear my sermon now, I'm going to be on their number one hit list. Right? But when you're messing with me, you're messing with the true God, so you better watch out. You're going to have a war on your hands. It's either you and me, we're going to go at it. I will never get any. See, that's my point. I want to warn you people out there that notices evil, but you're caving into it. And now we're going to get into what I was talking about before, about anybody that does speak out against the homo and perchance says, geez, you know, the homosexual is an abomination against God, like this Joe Diaz did. It's a sin. And then even he gets denigrated. Well, what happened to your famous basketball player, Kobe Bryant? Let's start with him. On April 12, 2011. Kobe Bryant got called for a foul by some ref or the referee. Then he sat down on the bench and he said to the ref, and it was caught on TV, he said, "You fag." Now, sometimes you're playing, they do that, uses a derogatory term. Now, that's the way you really got to refer to homos. That's why either a homo, a faggot, or a queer. This gay thing is putting a nice word on something very evil. It's like taking horse crap and saying it smells like roses. You know, you call horse crap a rose. That's not horse crap. It smells like a rose. You can tell me it smells like a rose till kingdom come. It's still horse crap. I'll put it all over your face and shove it up your nose and call it a rose. It ain't. And that's what they're trying to do with that word gay. You ain't gay, you're a homo, you're a fag, and you're a queer. Well, he said to the ref, "You fag." It was caught online, and the announcer goes, "Take the camera away, you don't want your kids to hear this." And the very next day, the very same day, the homosexuals went crazy. He was called into the commission, he would have been suspended even, he was fined $100,000, and he was told to apologize or he'll never play basketball again. This is what's the, you better apologize, and you must apologize. Now here's my point with guys like Kobe Bryant. What did he do? He paid the fine and he did apologize. I heard his apology. Well, I didn't really necessarily mean it the way you take it. We use that word fact. He was going on and I apologized. Now I know in his heart of hearts, because he said something else, or where someone else talked about homos too, and they got in trouble. And my point is, he's kowtowing because he doesn't want to lose his job. He doesn't want to lose his money. But what he did is heresy. What he did is a compromise of his beliefs. What he did, no Catholic can ever do without falling into heresy. You don't apologize. You don't pay the fine. I stay and I stand by what I said. Homosexuality is an abomination. It's evil and it's hateful to God. And they're under the wrath and curse of God. And I will never accept them. I will never say it's good. I will always say it's evil. And I will always call them evil. You can't compromise. If you do, it's a heresy if you're a baptized person, and if you're an infidel, it's against God's law. You're going against God's commandment and God's dogmatic law on morals. So what did he do? He apologized so he can keep his job. This happens time and time again. And he says, they're not going to go. He says, did you go talk to the gay community yet? You have to go apologize to them. Well, I plan on doing that. I'm going to go around and apologize to the gay community. Right? He apologized because he wanted to keep his job. But I know in his heart of hearts, that's not what he believes, but he compromised his belief. Now, another thing just happened recently to show how the devil's got his ears open, listening to everything. And if, perchance, no human being catches you saying something derogatory against a homo, the devil does, and he'll have your thing come out sooner or later. But in this case, listen to what happened to this Southwest airline pilot. He said something anti-gay over on the radio when he was talking to the radio guy. Whenever you go to the control tower or some other plane, and he made an anti-gay statement, anti-homo, anti-faggot statement on the radio. And boy, did he get in trouble. He said something like, "All I got on my plane are a bunch of gays and old women." What did he say here? He said, "Dallas, the Southwest Airlines Company pilot who insulted gays and other workers in an open mic rant has apologized. The 12-year veteran of Dallas-based airline, James Taylor of Argyle, Texas, was caught on an open cockpit mic using slurs and profanity to complain that attendants were mostly gay or old women or too heavy for him to date. He says they're homos or too heavy women to date. The comment went out over an air traffic controller frequency. Homo! Homo Inquisition! You know, you think the Catholic Church, we had an Inquisition, and I wish we still did. And you know what? Because we don't have an Inquisition, now they got the Inquisition, and they got the upper hand. You see, it's a battle. I always tell people now, the devil's got his own Inquisitions against anybody that talks against the homos. Boy, did he get in trouble. If you read on to the article, they told him that he needs to apologize or he would lose his job. And he apologized very quickly. And he said, Taylor said in an email this week to employees that his comments were truly insensitive of me. And I would like all of you to know that from now on, I will show nothing but the utmost respect during my interactions with the employees. I will even go back there and kiss every homo. Now, he didn't say that, but what I'm saying is, you see what he had to do to keep his job? Compromise! Heresy! Instead of saying, I stand by what I said. I'm sorry, is this the land of the free? I'm not allowed to say that? I'm going to lose my job? You can talk against Catholicism, you can talk against me, you can talk the true dogmas of the Catholic Church, you can blaspheme the Blessed Mother and the true Jesus Christ and get away with it. Talk against the Jew, the homo, and the feminist, and you're done for. Can't you people see who's controlling the world, you stupid idiots? This takes a conspiracy to get stuff like this to happen. Now, I already mentioned this one guy, and to his credit, although he still should wake up, this happened on March 13, 2007, General Pace in the military. He said some very good things, but to his credit, he didn't back off. Maybe I'll read a little bit of it here, but he came out and said homosexuality is evil. It's an abomination. It's immoral. And he said adultery is immoral. And he says, if anybody in my military is committed, he says, it's not good in the military to have a military that supports immorality. He says, I wasn't raised that way. This is wrong. He says, if anybody under my military is married and he's fooling around, that's immoral, it's wrong. Adultery, homosexuality, it's immoral, it's wrong. Well, he got plummeted. Because he was trying to support the don't ask, don't tell. He didn't want the homos to come right out in the open. So when he made this statement, he got blasted. I have not heard of him from him since. I don't know where he is or what he's doing, but they must have put the kibosh on him. But I'll just read a little bit from this article. Early Tuesday, senior staff members for Pace said the general had no plans to apologize for his comments, which included comparison between homosexuality and adultery, behavior that he said is prosecuted in the military. He says, my upbringing is such that I believe that there are certain things, certain types of conduct that are immoral. Pace told the Tribune, I believe that military members who sleep with other military members' wives are immoral in their conduct. Pace also told the paper, I believe that homosexual acts between individuals are immoral and that we should not condone immoral acts. So, the don't ask, don't tell, but that's why you're supporting that. He says, I do not believe the armed forces are well served by saying through our policies that it's okay to be immoral in any way, not just regards to homosexual acts. So he never really apologized for it. He says, I stand by it. And I haven't heard from the guy. But what he said is, I should have kept those remarks separate and just supported the don't ask, don't tell. He did say that. And don't tell him why I'm supporting it. But when he says, I shouldn't have brought my... He did say, well, maybe I shouldn't have brought my personal views into the thing. But I don't hear about him anymore. He never backed off on what he believed, though. Now, just one of these guys... Senator John Warner of Virginia, the ranking Republican on the powerful Senate Armed Service Committee, expressed his opposition to Pace's opinion. Oh, Pace, you're wrong. Homosexual is not immoral. You can imagine what that guy Warner was doing. He goes, according to Warner's aide, John Ulott, the senator said, I strongly disagree with the chairman's views that homosexuality is immoral. What kind of a world are we living in? I'd rather have Attila the Hun over here than these people. They didn't support that kind of stuff. He'll kill the homos and put their heads on pikes. Even a good Catholic country did that. Next week we're going to get into the Catholic Church's teachings and laws against homos. Obstinate public homos and sodomy were put to death. We're going to get into that next week. Alright, so how's that a little bit? I'm just giving you a few little things here, but how's that for an example of the homosexual conspiracy, proving conspiracies and proving that this is one of the pillars that the devil's perverting the whole world with, apostate Jews and apostate Judaism, Zionism, feminism, and homosexuality. And there you are, all those events taking place, as I said, and I'm going to end by just recapping those events in a row. May 5th, 2011, Governor Andrew Cuomo, the homo supporter, puts out the video supporting homos. June 17th, UN resolution passed against discriminating against homos. June 24th, the New York Senate passes the homo marriage bill. Cuomo signs the bill. June 25th, news reports disgusting all over the place, glorifying and supporting the homo marriage in New York. June 26th, homo parades throughout the whole world. And this is just one little example. This stuff goes on all the time because the devil's now in power, and all you people in the world got what you deserve because you got away from the true Holy Catholic Church. Your only hope is now coming into us here. Truth and Consequences, New Mexico, the only ones that are preaching the full deposit of the Catholic faith. We're the only Catholics in the whole world that I know of. If there's somebody hiding in a cave in China or Russia, I don't know about them. But I will say, even to Russia's credit on this particular issue, they have not supported the homosexual praise. As evil as the Orthodox Church is over there, and they are evil, they're schismatics and heretics, and as evil as the Muslims are, they're not as evil as the rest of these people. And so there's even more hope for them. They're trying to stand by some issues in the natural law. And I pray for their conversion, first and foremost, because they're at least holding out on certain issues. And also I do pray for the conversion of even just homosexuals, the ones that are ashamed of themselves, not the obstinate ones, even them too. Maybe they can wake up. But I tell you one thing, if I had my hands on them, they better convert within 1 week, because they're going to die. Any homosexual that goes out and broadcasts this stuff in public like they're doing dies in 1 week. I'll give them a month, maybe. I would. If I could get control over them, I'd lock them up in prison for 1 month, put them on bread and water, have nuns go down there, have nuns and monks praying for them, and have a priest go down there and preach them every day for 1 month, and then kill them. But he dies. I burn him at the stake. He dies, no matter what. The homo that's not broadcasting it, he can repent, and everything can be fine with him, who's ashamed. So I tell you, if you're a homo out there, stay ashamed, stay in the closet, pray to God to help you overcome your mortally sinful affliction, because God, only through His Catholic Church, can give you all the graces you need to be perfect and holy. And so, I always say, how could you even want to call yourself a homosexual? You know, they want to, they're proud of it. It's disgusting. All right. So next week we're going to go into the teachings of the Holy Catholic Church condemning homosexuals, homosexuality, and showing you that all the punishments that she's put down upon them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.